Welcome back to Bearheart. Hope you enjoyed that quick commercial break. Now let's continue with the show.
Because that's, we've gone the opposite of rugged ourselves.
Right.
Most have. I haven't.
I haven't.
You're teetering. I don't know.
Shut up, Ella. Oh, sorry. Beep.
You're going to play that back.
This is WVFF.
Back from break.
Veterans.
Yeah. Veterans, what?
Veterans.
Oh, veterans. I thought you said metrons. Yeah. Like, what is this new term?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. My glass is dry.
So, are we going to have a clean slate all the way to inauguration on Monday?
Dude, I understand. The Biden administration has left so many booby traps, it's not even funny. Trump's administration is going to go in to this daggum new season with nothing but problems on their hands.
Well, that's what they want.
Exactly what they want.
Yeah, they want to line it up so they have...
And that's
to make them look
about that's it. That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's zero concern for the American people.
It's all politics.
Trying to preserve or create some type of appearance that he actually did good.
Right.
Yeah, and it's not there, right? People can't see it, but if they can booby trap the falling administration, then yeah, that makes them look better.
And again, very sad, and I don't know why, but I was home for Christmas, and my mother made a statement that this. Hello?
What's going on, Bernie?
I don't know what this is.
Your spam calls.
So your mama.
Oh, that's one of my tenants. Oh, sorry.
Your mama made a statement.
My mom made a statement, and it made me very sad. She says, "I used to be a Republican," which in my whole life I never remembered her as a Republican. But she says, "I always seem to do better under Democratic presidents."
What?
And I was like, wow. The only reason...
She wasn't on welfare, right?
No. She was a school teacher.
The only people...
Hello,
school teacher. School teacher, yeah.
School teacher. School teacher.
Yeah.
Right? Where Democrats pass all those rules that gives freebies.
You know,
I'm sorry, guys. I mean... Our country was not established on freebies.
No.
It was established on hard work.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you start resorting to looking for the freebies, you've done away with America. You might as well take down the American flag. You might as well fold it up and put it in the chest of drawers because you're not living as an American.
No.
You're living as a... Cuban or a Russian or a Chinese, where the government takes care of you.
But some people, and I think a lot of people, because again, you go back to it's the land of opportunity, right? This is where we came to.
The land of opportunity.
We fought for it.
It wasn't guaranteed.
Yeah, we fought for it so we can do our own stuff, and it was nothing going to be handed because we wanted to work for it at that time. Now, it's evolved since. But that's a shame of it is and I think it's gone an exponential rate since COVID and everybody was sent home.
Oh my
and
gosh.
The government programs expanded for that.
I think that was planned.
But then
that was a covert operation. Absolutely.
But some people looked at it and go, okay, I've been working my ass off for this over here. And I make X amount of dollars an hour, but if I just stay at home, I make X amount, and I don't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm not as well off as I was, but here I don't have to do nothing, and I can just do nothing every day, and the government's going to take care of me, which is not the government taking care of you. It's the people that decided to keep working that are taking care of you.
Exactly right.
And that's a shameful part of it, because if you're a decent human being, you're going to take care of yourself and your own family and not let somebody else do it.
I
get that, and don't let that misconstrued from people that fall into hard times.
Right? Yeah,
which is why the whole welfare program was started, right?
But you were supposed to pick yourself up.
It's a short run. Pick
there
yourself.
You go.
Now it's gone to 6 months, 18
guys,
months, 24
guys,
months.
Let me, and Dave, you'll relate to this. I've got rental apartments, right? And I that was going to be my future retirement. That would be the, because
it's going to be your future headache.
Yes, I've worked construction my whole life. I've got no retirement. I've got nothing. So I either had to create it or I had nothing. So I created apartments. So I set up these apartments, but I found out that these people have learned to work the system.
Yeah. You're the bad guy.
And they're still looking for the freebie.
Yep.
Yeah, you're the bad guy.
Guys, we need to get away from the freebie and get towards back to working. Freaking roll up your sleeves and jump in the trench and dig a ditch a little bit further than right in front of your house.
I've encountered them. They're a rent. People that know the system.
Oh, come my in
and
gosh.
Pay 1 month's rent, and it takes you 3 months to get them out of there.
Yes.
3 months if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Three months before you can
And
buy.
I apologize for my phone going off, but that one that called just now, that was the one that you're talking about.
That's why I went to a campground.
And I guarantee you, she's drunk. She had a little bit too much drink, and so she thought she could call up the landlord. And
she shouldn't call him, and he's had a little bit too much drink.
I've had a little too much drink. I can use another one.
You need to go to campgrounds, buddy. I had a lady over there. I couldn't get her out.
I beat on the door. I love it.
I beat on the door. Yeah, I knew they were in the camper, right?
You hooked up to it.
I hooked up to it. And as I was pulling away, they bailed out the side. And I pulled it up right on the shoulder of 61 and I parked it.
Oh, man.
They called the cops. And the lady cop comes up and says, "You can't do that." And I said, "Have them sue me. Have them sue me." Okay?
How much money did they got to sue you?
But here's the one I want to start here. So I seen a video on it.
Hey, that's online. Look it up. This horrible man did this to us.
I seen a video of a dude who was another former Marine, right? And he started this company. He was trying to start this company out in California. Squatters on squatters, right?
Oh,
and he's hiring former Marines, right? Because he knows.
I love that.
Because he knows we could do some wild shit, right?
Wow.
So it's like what his goal is, like hires these Marines, and then he goes. Somebody squatting in your property. Because I had a friend of mine a couple of years ago when I went home to visit.
I think you told this story.
She had the squatter. They're just squatting in the house. They're like, "Bro, what's up? They're going to move right in with you." And they're going to start playing silly little Marine Corps games like we did back in the day.
Yeah.
And just annoy the shit out of the dude.
Drink all their beer. Drink all their beer first thing.
Just burn this dude out. Burn him out. Because I'm telling you, like.
You gotta get their number, man.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, I know. I need to get their number. Squatters on squatters.
He's starting out. I'm gonna call him up. I'm gonna ask if he's gonna franchise deal. I'll start one out here. I'll get your guys, right? I'll franchise this.
Brandon's new business.
But if
Earhart. Here we go.
Friend of mine out in California, she was having the issue. She's trying to get these people out. I says, "I'll go get them out." She says, "No, you can't do that. They'll take me to court. I'll lose all this." It's like another thing.
No.
It's ridiculous because the squatters are more protected, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
So if another squatter goes in,
California and New York is the most protected.
If another squatter just moves right in and goes, "Buddy, what's up, Bo? Hey, we're going to party," and just run that dude's in the dirt, whatever you want to do.
Hey, watch your French.
I'm sorry, language, right? But you just run him out, right?
Pecker in the dirt.
You bring in two or three Marines and just go full freaking tilt. Dude, a normal freaking civilian, it's not going to handle that.
Hey, I looked at buying some property down in Costa Rica. I mean, I still would love to have bought some property in Costa Rica. Now it's getting very, very, very expensive. But the problem they had was squatters.
That's loud.
Stop clicking the pen, Vernon. The control room says it's...
My clicking of the pen is too loud. Sorry, people. All right, so anyway, and I may have talked about this before, but the squatters would take over, and then they've got rights. If they stay there a certain amount of time, then they claim possession to your property.
So
what you've got to do is if you buy property down there, you have to hire somebody and pay them enough money to live on the property, which is risky, because why can't then they claim squatter? But anyway, you hire them to run off the squatters. It's crazy.
Squatter's rights.
I got to do it on my apartments on Boone Hill Road.
I got some guys we could throw in there. You tell me.
Squatter.
Oh, look, I'm going to give you the first one pro bono. You give me the guys.
That's right.
You tell me the address. You tell me the place. Squatters, we're going in. Cooler, you buy the beer. That's it.
Cooler full of beer, yeah. And they're in. Yeah.
I got two units. Let's do it.
Like, bro, you're squatting here, right? Dude, I'm coming in with you. Yeah. And just roll right up him with excitement and just overpower that dude's energy. Yeah. Like, no, you can't come in. We're like, dude, you shouldn't be here either. Yeah. Screw it. We're coming in hard. Like, I got my bros that are coming later at night. We're going to throw them with and just throw their new mind.
Okay. I love it. When can we make this happen? Because it's got to be faster than our court system. Our court system absolutely sucks.
Dude, today's Friday. Let me check my schedule. That's it. I'll be in there tomorrow. What you need? I got some guys.
Oh, my God. We'll get them in there. This is crazy.
We just throw down.
That's it.
Yeah. How about this? What if your apartment gets a lot of criminal calls on it?
What?
Like if there's like nefarious stuff going on at your apartment over there, and your tenant keeps getting calls on them from the law enforcement officers.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
There could be a potential here. But then they wouldn't want to live there. But the problem is, what about my good tenants?
But if somebody was just say they're growing some plants in their building.
The plants.
Yeah, and when
What is the amount of good tenants toward bad tenants that you have?
It's about
60-40, 70-30.
About 50-50.
Really?
I'm serious. I'm telling you. If I count my units, it's about 50-50.
But isn't that terrible?
You're
doing good, Mark.
I know. Why do you think I tried to hire Stacy away from me?
Wait a minute.
I need some help.
Wait a minute. Did you buy Baltic and Marvin Gardens? Is that what you did? You did, didn't you?
Baltic and Marvin Gardens.
Yeah. And I got the free get out of jail card, you know?
You could have at least went around to the Redlands.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200, man. Oh, my God. Not supposed to be. I put hundreds of thousands of dollars into fixing those places up.
But let me ask you.
It's beautiful.
So you're at a 50-50 right now.
For a few months until they move out.
Exactly. And I got to spend another $25,000 to $5,000 to fix them back up.
Yeah, I'm feeling you on that one.
You are not. You're laughing at me.
No, the tenant I just run out of there, man.
You pulled his camper out.
No. I have a rental.
You just told me.
I have a rental down there, but.
Oh, yeah.
I brought the bug man over.
It was your camper.
I scheduled the bug man. I met him over there. I walked in. There was
my bug man
65 piles of dog crap in the house. Oh, my gosh. And the bug man said, I ain't going in there. I'm sorry, man. I wouldn't go either. It was unbelievable. Is that the kind of stuff you're facing?
No. Just people amateur. Don't want to pay their rent.
Oh, he was paying fine, but
no, my people don't want to pay their rent. They like their nice apartment.
Yeah,
but let me ask you though: if the first one that don't want to pay the rent, if they disappear. Because the squatter squatted on them and they run away. Do you think the others would learn a lesson and pay their rent?
We're getting closer. You knock on the door and you say, hey, you know, you pay your rent. You see what happened to 22B, right?
There you go.
Right. Yeah. Some other dudes move in. You ain't paying your rent. I heard you ain't paying your rent. We're coming in with you.
Squatters are coming.
Squatters
are coming.
No. Oh. I can bring them in hot and heavy, son. I'm telling you. Because I got guys with not shit to do. They don't need no work. They don't.
That's right.
They're not scared of jail time.
All right, let's get back to serious topics.
Oh, no, I'm serious.
Monday. What is Monday? Inauguration Day.
Martin Luther King Day. Don't forget
it
about
is
that
Martin
too.
Luther King Day. And I'll tell you what.
Odd coincidence.
I got a lot of respect for him. I got nothing against him. I got no bad words to say because I think he took us to the next step that we need as a country need to go.
Absolutely.
So, thank
both
you.
Both of them did.
Thank you. But also, unfortunately, to share that day is Inauguration Day. And
I think it's awesome.
I think because you had somebody that changed the history of the world.
Yep.
And I think you have somebody here who is also
trying to change the history of America.
But he made a historic change the first get-go round, and it upset so many people.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And they found a workaround. They kicked him aside for four years.
That's because
he didn't give up the fight.
That's because the first four years of his term, he was an outsider.
Yeah.
Had no idea what he was doing. And didn't realize how deep the swamp went.
And surrounded himself.
And he got himself kicked out.
Yeah.
Not only by Democrats, but by Republicans, too.
But the thing that's blowing my mind, right? And it was like the underhand comments in Biden's farewell speech about the oligarchies and these big business owners coming in, right? It's like, okay, so you're trying to downplay this dude because he's brought in people who become successful business owners.
Yep.
People who took and grew and made things profitable.
Oh,
that can come in and make America profitable.
Yep.
You're that somehow is offensive and wrong to you.
Yep. Let me interject something here. Right. He made it a very big point to say about the oligarchies and that, right?
Yeah.
Now, I heard today there are more billionaires that are supporting of Biden than billionaires that are supporting of Trump. And yet Biden wants to state that Trump's rules are all about what benefits the billionaires and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's one lie after a lie after a lie.
That Senate confirmation with the Treasury Secretary, I think it was, said there are three trillionaires behind Trump. And what are we going to do with their, you know, all that wealth? And he says, they earned that on their own. It's theirs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I've said this one before on here, and this is the thing that kills me. And put me in a position somewhere that somebody will actually listen. I'd be grateful.
We're listening.
Somebody can make a change. No offense towards you. But it's like when we go back to using what they're paying, right? Yeah. And when we go down and we always hear the Democrats saying, well, these billionaires and these people, these riches, they all need to pay their fair share.
Yeah.
What about the people that worked from nothing, built that up?
Yep.
What? How do you define that fair share? Well, you want them to pay more because they put in that level of effort to get there. I got a kid that we just had to let it go for a third time, right? Maybe he's better. Maybe
you guys
he's better.
Didn't maybe learn.
Oh, I'd learn, but somebody else had a better decision.
Well, I got whatever,
right?
Yeah.
Somebody else's decision was better. But it's like, give this kid nothing but opportunity, right? He's a white kid, but he lives on a reservation. And I've been to his house. He said, I can't make it to work. So I'll stop by and pick you up.
Mm.
And I've taken him to work.
Yeah.
Tire was flat tire, right? Yeah. Somebody else bought him a tire. He was given every opportunity because he has potential, but he was stuck into a culture where it's like, I got a paycheck.
Yep.
Let's go party.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. And screwing him up. Like the 4 weeks that we just had him back on staff, in 4 weeks, I never got a 40-hour work week out of him.
Yeah.
Right? But it's our fault somehow.
Yeah.
Right? But now, if I'm successful, right, I build a company, I put in that level of effort to get there, and I throw that company up, and it goes from one scale to another, to another, to another, you want me to pay more. And now I'm creating jobs, which is creating tax revenue for you as well, but now because I'm successful, forgetting about the fact that now I just created these jobs where you're getting more tax revenue from.
Yeah.
You want me to pay more?
Yeah.
It's like, no, give me a break here because I'm creating more revenue for the rest of the people in the world, you know, in the U.S. here by creating the jobs I created. And and we've said this before, you find me somebody to argue back with me on what my fair share should be.
Yeah.
What the fair share of the guy that makes $1 million, makes $2 million, $1 billion.
They pay too much already. 10% pay 90% of the taxes in this country.
Yes.
It's too much.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have to do it.
Yeah. Well, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what the correct answer is.
Yeah.
I'll give you that much. I don't know what the correct answer is. But you cannot penalize, you know. And the other thing, too, is you're middle class. Yeah. I came from nothing. I have a family that we filed bankruptcy, right? I was started to work at 13 and a half years old. I'm trying to work my way up and build, you know, generational wealth. I want to start something, give it to my kids. I want to build these things up. And I've worked everything I can. But as I work up, you're knocking me down because you're taking more and more of my money, right?
Yep.
And I think I've hired the right people and I've done everything else to retain as much as I can legally on my taxes. I still have to pay my taxes, but you're taking more than what I've ever seen before.
Yep.
Because I every day when I succeed more, you take more.
Yep.
So how does that help me out? How does that motivate me to go further?
Exactly. And here goes a prime example of how inefficient our government is, okay? I went and put in a bid to the government, right? They can't award me the bid because they need it to be three people of a certain criteria.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they take my scope of work, they put it out for a bid.
Yep, yep.
And that bid that I originally gave them will triple in size.
Yep.
By the time they get their bid. Yeah. Now, where was the efficiency of the government there?
Yeah. And that's why so many companies take minority partners just for that. Yeah. Yeah. It's,
Anyway, my beer is gone. WVFF is signing off.
Yeah.
This is Vernon Bear and
Brandon Mahern.
And we are the Bear Heart Show, and Dave has been sitting over there.
Wonderful host.
Hosting.
I love you guys.
I can do this for hours, but I need the bathroom.
Us signing off because our women are knocking at the door saying,
it's time to go home.
Time to go.
But I tell you what, you know, we were talking about these wealthy people. If you could just get your tenants to pay, you'd be one of those that...
I would be, wouldn't I?
You'd be one of those 10% that pay 90% of the taxes.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah. I really would.
You'd be paying for them to stay there.
I know.
It's insane.
It's amazing what I can do with 10%. You know? God does okay with 10%. Yes, all he asks us to do is give him 10%. Give me 10% and guarantee I'd be okay.
He's only running on 10% of his brain. Look what he's got going on for him. All right, folks.
This is us signing off.
A pleasure, fellas.
Good night.
Talk to you later. Bye.
That's all for today's episode of The Bear Heart Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned for more awesome content coming your way soon here on WVFF 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.